Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, June 6th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 180 years ago, today in 1844, Sir George Williams founded the first YMCA in London. The first meeting was held above a drapery shop in St. Paul's Churchyard and brought together 12 young men. By the time of the First World Conference in Paris in 1855, the YMCA movement was already established in 9 countries. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect southwest swell to top out on Thursday, with good summertime breaks in San Diego in the waist-to-chest-high range. Better exposed spots are shoulder-high, and standouts push head-high to slightly overhead. Sizes down on Friday as southwest swell eases, mixing with lingering northwest energy. Friday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking fair to poor throughout the day at 3 to 4 feet. Early morning and late afternoon is your best bet. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the half-foot incoming tide, when the west-northwest swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the onshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 3.5 foot at 10:45, with a 2-foot low tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and feels like 63 degrees with 2 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:55, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:40. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a high near 67 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be partly sunny with a high near 67 after morning fog clears. This weekend will be mostly sunny with highs around 66. And Sunday will be cloudy in the morning, clearing up to mostly sunny with a high near 65. Monday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 65. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Rubio's Coastal Grill closed 48 locations in California, citing the rising cost of doing business in the state. The chain, known for its fish tacos, faced challenges from the $20 an hour fast food minimum wage, high energy, and insurance costs. Governor Newsom's administration downplayed the closures, pointing to other issues like bankruptcy and COVID lockdown impacts. However, the wage mandate pressures, causing increased menu prices and reduced worker hours, highlight California's hostile business climate, proving that politicians can't dictate wages without consequences. Now on to sports. The NBA is nearing a $76 billion TV deal with NBC, Amazon, and ESPN, which would span 11 years and significantly increase the league's media revenue. This deal marks a pivotal moment for the media and sports industries, highlighting the immense value of sports rights. NBC, Amazon, and ESPN are set to benefit from streaming and traditional broadcasts. These agreements could shape the future of sports broadcasting and media mergers, impacting the industry landscape profoundly. Last night in local sports, the Padres on the road lost to the Angels, 3-2. And tonight, they're back at home to take on the Diamondbacks. In top news, the debate over breakfast's importance continues among health experts. Dr. Emily Cooper emphasizes breakfast to prevent low blood sugar and improve mood, suggesting that even a sugary breakfast is better than none. Dr. Jonathan Rosand focuses on overall diet quality, not timing, highlighting the benefits of a nutrient-rich diet. For children and teens, breakfast aids learning and behavior. Intermittent fasting, often skipping breakfast, shows health benefits but remains controversial. Ultimately, personal preference and listening to your body are key in deciding whether to eat breakfast. In business news, James Rogozinski founded Wall Street Bets on Reddit in 2012, transforming his personal boredom and dissatisfaction into a cultural phenomenon. Originally a bored office worker turned options trader, Rogozinski created the forum to share high-risk trading strategies. The community exploded in popularity, especially during the GameStop frenzy of 2021, attracting millions of young traders disillusioned with traditional finance. Wall Street Bets symbolizes a rebellion against conventional investing, blending dark humor with risky trades, and reshaping the financial landscape. Today, young traders continue to engage deeply with the markets, driven by a mix of curiosity, rebellion, and the desire for financial empowerment. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $71,000. Ethereum is nearing $3,800. And Solana is $172. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Australia's biodiversity is under threat, with about 2,000 native species at risk of extinction. Among these is the southern cassowary, a 5-foot-tall, flightless bird known for its razor-sharp talons. Conservation efforts are ongoing, including increased funding and habitat protection, but challenges remain. The southern cassowary plays a crucial role in seed dispersal, vital for rainforest health. Despite new government plans, conservationists worry it may not be enough to protect these velociraptor-like birds and Australia's unique wildlife. And in entertainment news, James Gunn's Superman is set to rejuvenate the Man of Steel's cinematic presence in 2025. The film will explore Superman's early days in Metropolis, balancing his Kryptonian heritage with his life on Earth. David Korenswet stars as Clark Kent, with Rachel Brosnahan as Lois Lane. The cast also includes Hebe Gathegi, Nathan Fillion, and Nicholas Holt as Lex Luthor. Gunn aims to create an interconnected DC universe, bringing a fresh take on the iconic hero. Superman hits theaters on July 11th, 2025. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Irish poet Oscar Wilde. He said, If a thing is worth doing, it is worth doing well. If it is worth having, it is worth waiting for. If it is worth attaining, it is worth fighting for. If it is worth experiencing, it is worth putting aside time for. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.